off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
$6 in my right nut says we're not landing in Chicago.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along. Captain Dennis. We are your crew getting ready for Sun and Fun. Next week, you'll start hearing our broadcast from the big event, the spring break of aviation. But we got a few other little news nuggets to share or navigate through. United's been making the news again, announcing changes and updates. I think they got some new long-haul carriers, too, some big fancy new plane that they're supposed to take delivery on here pretty soon. We'll cover that accordingly. But the one thing that caught Dennis's eye was I guess they're going to start offering economy lay-flat options, like if you buy the other seats or something. Is that right?
Well, they're adding what they call it a sofa. So on the some of these long haul planes now, you're going to have the footrest can come up and kind of support you like sitting in a recliner.
Right.
But if you, all three of the seats, if you put them up in the same row, so if you've got, you know, a family, mom, dad, and a kid,
right,
you can put all of your little footrests up and actually sprawl out across there, and it's going to be from seat back to seat back, is basically turns it into about the size of a twin bed. So, I don't know, more opportunities to join Mile High Club or canoodling or well, just, you know, taking a nap. Happen.
Yeah,
it's a myth.
They've been doing this on some of the carriers overseas on the long-haul flights. They have been doing it. I think I saw a video like on Japanese Zip Air's cheap airplane or service. And I was watching a video how they do this where, you know, you buy your economy seat, and then if the other two seats are free, like in this particular flight this family did, they take off, and then depending on how long it is into the flight determines what you pay for the seats next to you. And if they're empty, you can pay. Like, say, they'll say, like, okay, after 30 minutes, the two seats next to you are going to be like $20 a piece. So $40, you can take over the next three, you know, have a three-seat block, and then they'll throw this, like, couch thing over the seats to make it like a little couch bed kind of thing that you can lay out on. And I was like, all right, I guess. I mean, this is something that's happened over the last few years with some of those carriers. And I guess U.S. folks are finally going to catch up to it, or United throwing it out there.
Yeah, I guess Air New Zealand, All Nippon Airways, and Lufthansa has already got a similar option. But United has apparently got the exclusive rights to this in North America. So for now, It's probably going to be a United exclusive.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, if you're on a long-haul flight, you know, that could be the difference. You know, if you can't afford, or they maybe give away your first class ticket to somebody, this might make it a little more enjoyable, maybe in coach.
Well, if they have the seat available, right?
Yeah,
yeah, that would be the trick too in that regard. But they also said price wise, it'll be a hybrid between like business and first or whatever, and it wouldn't be nearly as expensive as a first class ticket. But it would give folks a chance to have a lay-flat option. If it's only in the U.S., it'll be interesting. I don't know. Are they going to do it from, like, East Coast to West Coast? Or would it be long-haul flights international or both?
They're the only U.S. carrier that has the license or the whatever to use it here.
And so why would you need a license for that? That's ridiculous. Whoever holds...
Well, because...
If someone has a trademark on that, they ought to loosen that up. That's ridiculous.
Well, that's Recaro or whoever that makes the seat, you know, is trying to, you know, capitalize on the patent that they have on that. And so,
well,
if they can offer you, hey, you have the exclusive rights to use this, and if anybody tries to duplicate that seat design, we'll sue them for patent infringement.
Well, I'll tell you what, maybe it is a seat design, but what I saw, it just looked like they had some kind of foam, like bedding thing that they put over the three seats of an economy seat to make it stretch out so you could actually lay down and be somewhat comfy.
The footrest folds up perfectly flat, making not just your butt portion, but also the rest of it. Then you can just lay across that.
And I get
they
that.
They didn't have they, to I put mean, a,
that
a
could
mattress
be trademarked.
Or anything on it.
Yeah, but the other stuff, I mean, I've seen it, like I said, it looked like it was just some kind of foam insert they threw on top, like a, you know, like a mattress topper. And you throw it over the three seats, and it covers the seat belts, you know, so it's not all lumpy and stuff. Or it has some, you know, space cut out for that, so you can actually lay down over the three seats. But it was interesting, the price structure on how they had done it. I would doubt United will do it like this. But it was weird because it's like, yeah, you know, if you see the seats next to you are available, you're not allowed to just go to them, according to them. You know, that was their policy at Zip Air. I'm pretty sure it was Zip Air. But after they take off, then they make an announcement like, okay, if you have seats next to you, you want to take them over, it's $20 now. 45 minutes in, it'll be $15 a seat. An hour into the flight, it'll be, you know, $10 a seat. It was an interesting way they stagnated the price of the seats that way. And, of course, if you did it before you guys took off, it was probably $50 or $100 a seat. So they were like discounting it depending on how much time you would have to use the seat, which I was like, oh, geez, that would suck. I don't like the sound of that necessarily. But, you know, is it better than sitting in an economy seat? Oh, hell yeah. I would think, you know, you get even just an hour of lay down time on a 3 or 4 hour flight, that might be worth it. Would you do that?
On a 3 or 4 hour, no, but on an 8 hour trip to Honolulu or something like that.
Well, yeah, wait, a 3 or 4 hour trip, you could lay down, it might cost you like $20-$40 or something. You wouldn't
for
do that?
For a 3 or 4 hour trip, that's a normal trip for me from Florida to anywhere.
Yeah,
so
but you could lay down. You could take a snooze for an hour like that.
I can lay in my seat and take a snooze too.
Yeah, I would do it. I would do it if I didn't have, if
especially
no one was in the seat.
Especially if they got the footrest that comes up, like, I'm good.
Yeah. I mean, I think that'd be pretty sweet. So I don't know.
Greg, you would have the seat reclined all the way to the back and your feet up, but whatever.
Well, right. Yeah. See, and that this might be the way to get around that. Give us three seats that don't recline that we get to sleep down on.
Sideways on.
That would be a fair trade-off. And then you don't have to recline because you wouldn't need to if you're laying flat like that. That might be an interesting way for them to structure it. What do you think of that? You like that idea, Dennis?
I like that idea better.
Yeah, okay. Well, it
but
just
then,
depends
you know,
on the
having
price.
Three empty seats, I think they're going to figure out a way to sell you a block of seats.
Well, of course. It's going to be on demand, or you're going to be back by the toilet in the last row or some crazy thing like that. But, yeah.
Well, just hopefully the person in front of you doesn't have their phone out and is watching YouTube, you know, or listening to their music on their speakerphone in front of you, that would really interrupt my sleep.
Well, that won't happen on United. They got the policy now, right? So they've
That's
actually
right.
made it official policy if you're caught watching videos or whatever with the speaker on your phone or iPad, they can I don't know.
They can ban you from the airline.
Demerit? Is that all they would do is ban you? Or what
they were going to... They literally would ban you from the airline. That is, you know, if you probably would be repeat offense. But yeah, if you're not using a headphone on your personal devices anymore, that's a ban you from the airline for life offense at United.
Wow. Well, you think they would, they probably ask you a few times first, wouldn't they?
I would hope so.
Yeah.
But
if
yes, a repeat
came
offender.
Back with attitude and then you've refused to do it, then they would hammer you. But yeah, you know, it's kind of sad that we have to, or they got to put in policies to make people.
For common sense.
Yeah, right. It's just like, come on, what are you, stupid?
But how many times do you walk through the store and see somebody holding their phone, talking, or, you know, got their speaker on? It's like, look, I don't want your conversation. I've had that in the Sky Club. Somebody's got a full-on conference call going on their phone with the speaker. It's like, we're here for us, too. We don't want to listen to your conversation.
Right.
Put the headphones on. This is, you know, it's polite. AirPods are cheap. They're, you know, they're inconspicuous. Just pop them in.
Yeah.
You're good
or
to go.
Or just use your phone like a phone. Hello.
Yeah, that's a concept.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, it seems like common sense, but it appears that United feels that we have to set a rule, legislate a little bit. So I'm not totally against it. So we'll see where it goes. On that note, we're going to wrap it up. Till next time, remember, there is no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.